Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome into Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Cale Berger here with you. It is PGA Championship Week. Oak Hill Country Club, Rochester, New York, and the course is playing maybe even tougher than anyone expected. The rough, the weather conditions, and now we have some rain coming in the forecast today. Right now, three leaders tied at the top of the leaderboard. Victor Hovland, Corey Connors, and Scottie Scheffler all at 5-under. This course is playing brutal, brutally tough here to start this week thus far, but it is moving day, and we got a great show planned for you here today. But not to bury the lead, but I have a special guest in studio here with me today. It is my good buddy, my college friend, one of my favorite golfing buddies and confidants, Sebastian Curtin. He has had previously worked in the golf media for ESPN Cleveland. I know we don't like Cleveland guys here, but they got some good golf up there in Northeast Ohio. Also, you can catch him on AT&T Sports, and he's a part of the show with 18 holes with Jimmy Hamlin and Natalie Golbus on AT&T Sportsnet. So, Sebastian, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Good
brother.
To be here, man. We played some good golf yesterday, and I was like, you know what? Let me just co-host the show with you. Let's have fun. It's a major championship week. I mean, these, as far as golf shows go, these are the easiest ones to do. The content's already there for you. And yesterday was fun. You've grown a lot. I know you're out there. You're doing your Going Low videos and stuff. You know, I played with you a couple times the last few years, and you're getting better, but something happened on the 18th hole that we got to talk about later in the show.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say this. Yeah. My ball striking yesterday, and, you know, full disclosure, we went out to Old Stonewall. That's my favorite course in Pittsburgh. I'm sure many of you out there as well. It was in absolutely immaculate shape. Shout out to my guy Sean out there hooking us up. It was beautiful and also tough and challenging, as it always is. I'm okay with my score, but I left a lot of shots out there. I think I hit, what, 7 fairway bunkers?
Yeah.
Off the tee.
Yeah, you and the rake became good friends.
I think you had the line of the day last night when you said that I picked up the rake more than my putter yesterday, yeah. which was quite the problem. But we've all had, of course, very embarrassing moments on the golf course. I think I had my most embarrassing yesterday on 18, approaching the clubhouse. We'll talk about it later in the show. But 412-928-9370, what is your most embarrassing moment on the golf course? With people watching, with a gallery, with spectators, we'd love to know it. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number to call. That's also the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. All right, PGA Championship, Oak Hill Country Club. Sebi, this course is played very, very tough through 2 days. I mean, one of the early discussions this past week was, you know, what we see at every kind of major, every U.S. Open, some journalist goes out there and inevitably gets a ball and just drops it from shoulder height and sees how deep it goes into the rough. The rough is thick. There's bunkers everywhere. There's false fronts on nearly all of these greens. And the weather's played a factor as well. I mean, they got a late start on Thursday because of frost. Now you have rain coming to the forecast here today. It's basically going to be rain up until 2 o'clock and then kind of off and on the rest of the day. They've dealt with kind of all the elements they could possibly deal with. But I got to say, this is exactly what I want. I want the majors especially to be as hard as they possibly can. I want to see these guys challenged, and I want to see guys like Victor Hovland, Scottie Scheffler, Corey Connors, who are all leading right now at 5-under, I want to see them rewarded for the way that they've played. That might not come across as some crazy low round that we usually see or accustomed to seeing on the professional golf tour, but those guys grinded for those 5-under scores moving into moving day here today. That's what I want. I want to see these guys tested as much as possible and struggle.
And Kale, to put things in perspective, so the 2013 PGA Championship was played here at Oak Hill, won by Jason Duffner.
Yeah.
But the members, Kale, have not played at this course since last October. So this course is as good as it's ever going to get.
Pristine.
There hasn't been a round on this course since 2022. So they've got this thing ready, and it looks beautiful on TV if you've been watching it. It looks gorgeous. But no, they prepared for this. They prepared. I think, you know, all the superintendents are really happy that these guys are getting taken down by this. And this leaderboard is pretty interesting. You've got some big names up there in the top five, you know, with Koepka, DeChambeau, Scheffler. Scheffler's always up there. Always.
I know.
I know we're kind of waiting for that Rahm Scheffler, like, head-to-head bout. We talked about that last night at the pub. Like, we just haven't got that. And there was some tweet or something that says, you know, these guys are basically flipping a coin about who's going to play well that week. But it just seems like every major, Scheffler, after 36 holes, is always giving himself a chance. And then, you know, the PGA Championship is about guys kind of getting their first major. This is kind of where the opportunities lie for them. Corey Connors, Victor Hovland. It just seems like Victor Hovland's trying not to win at this point.
Yeah,
he's always up there.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna specifically talk about Hovland, but some of these other guys coming up in the next segment that we think could break through here this week. But Hovland's the main one that has been so close. He played so well at the Masters, ultimately was not able to break through. But yeah, this does seem like that major where it is kind of the entry point for guys. Mm-hmm. You win this, and that means that you have kind of arrived, and that puts you on a different pedestal, that puts you on a different level, and in a different conversation, and also kind of gives the individual golfer, I feel like, in certain circumstances, it gives them the confidence that they can build on to win further majors and maybe more prestigious majors, right? I mean, Colin Morikawa wins a PGA. He goes on to win an Open Championship. I mean, you've had a lot of these guys, and some guys never break through, win the other ones. But there's a lot of names of guys that make a name for themselves in a championship, in a tournament like this. Back to Scottie Scheffler real quick. I'm trying to track down this stat here. I saw an absolutely crazy one the other day that just puts him into perspective. But all this guy does is go out there and grind. Scottie Scheffler goes out there and just plays smart golf. Not safe golf, but he doesn't put himself in a lot of trouble. When he does put himself in trouble, he's one of, I feel like, the best scramblers in professional golf right now. But it's every part of his game is just so solid. He drives the ball well. His iron play is great. And, you know, if he gets in the sand, if he's got a chip on, he's tremendous with the short game as well. The putting a little bit earlier this season was a little bit questionable. Maybe he could have won some of those instead of the top five finishes he ended up having. But I think the stat that I saw is in like the last year and a half, in some of these major tournaments, he hasn't been anything worse than tied for 12th. He's just so consistent. He's so solid. And I know we are dying to get that matchup with John Rahm. We just haven't had it yet, unfortunately. They haven't exactly lined up. It is like they flip a coin to see. But I don't really see anyone outside of it's Rahm and Scheffler. And those guys are, I think, a class above right now in golf. And everyone else is just kind of second fiddle to them.
Yeah, I would say maybe the other guy in there is tied sixth right now is Brooks Koepka. When Koepka has his stuff, to me, he's in that echelon of, no one can really touch my stuff.
But that's in the majors.
Only majors. You know, and even when he was on the PGA Tour, he stunk. He stunk at the Wyndhams and all those other championships. There are still good tournaments.
Yeah.
Not to, you know,
disparage
knock
the Wyndham.
Wyndham, but, it's a hell of a hotel.
Not to knock the Valero Texas Open, but
I mean, I'll stay at a Wyndham any night. But you know, it just seems like maybe Shane Lowry. We're not even talking about Rory. We're not even talking about him. Well, it seems weird because he's five strokes
back. And we will talk about him in a little bit here.
We will.
Looking elsewhere at this leaderboard here, and let's go back to another name, is Bryson DeChambeau. Okay? So, first of all, not only does Bryson look totally different than he did the last time we really saw him legitimately in contention on a big stage like this, okay? We remember when he beefed up. I mean, the guy looked like an absolute, you know, freight train, and probably not in a good way. I mean, he was a tank. He was like building a refrigerator out there.
Yeah.
Because he put on all this weight. He wanted to improve the ball speed. He wanted to hit the ball farther. And to an extent, for a while, it worked for him.
He won a U.S. Open strictly because he just out-muscled the field.
Exactly. Exactly. But he goes to LIV. He kind of has not had the success at LIV that maybe they envisioned or he envisioned and he wanted when they brought him over there for big money. He's slimmed down. He's done this entire new diet thing. He's not eating dairy. He's not eating eggs for some reason. Yeah. I mean, it does not sound like fun at all. It doesn't sound enjoyable. But it is good to see Bryson DeChambeau back in this situation.
Yeah.
Strictly because he is a draw.
He's a villain of the field.
He is a villain. People dislike him. He is, I don't know if I could say that word in the radio, he's prickly.
There it is.
Okay? He's prickly. And that is good for golf, though, because people want to see what Bryson does. Maybe to an extent, Brooks Koepka is a little bit of a villain as well, but you need those guys. And it also adds another factor that they are the LIV guys, which in terms of
narrative, making the majors a lot better.
In terms of a narrative, there is kind of a villain role. You know what it gives me? And I know you're not a big wrestling guy. It gives me the vibe of that late 90s, early 2000s storyline in WWE when you had, they called it the invasion, okay? You had WCW and ECW. They'd been bought by WWE, and now those guys were coming over to the WWE, but you had these storylines of the big stars from WCW and, you know, Stone Cold and the guys from WWE had to fight them off and stuff. That's kind of what I get here. These are guys from an outside kind of tour, even though they played on the PGA Tour and quote-unquote defected, now they're back, and they're trying to steal away the majors from the, you know, the guys that were loyal to the PGA Tour. I just think it's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's tremendous entertainment, and it was great at the Masters, and it's great again this week.
And LIV took over the Masters. You know, that's what makes this really interesting, too, because LIV came out in the first major and said, hey, by the way, we play golf, too. This is no exhibition for us. So, yeah, you're right. It just, to me, it's more drama, and that's what the majors need to be. They need to have that drama, because there's only four tournaments, really, that most golf fans actually care about. It's the four majors. There's guys that turn on the TV this weekend and will wait until the U.S. Open on Father's Day to watch golf.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone's is, like we said, going to go sit down there and watch the John Deere Classic. I mean, there's different levels.
And nothing against John Deere.
No, we love John Deere.
Great tractor.
The fine people over at John Deere, of course.
But someone's got to mow the lawn, you know?
But that's the thing, is some people like to get up for the majors. And whether that's a spectator or whether that's Brooks Koepka who's out there playing himself. But I do think that in that regard, the entire emergence of LIV, it has really provided an extra element of entertainment, not only just to these, but to the golf world in general. You know, people may not be watching LIV, but they are keeping a keen ear and they are checking a score to see, okay, what did DJ do? I still care about this guy. Where is Brooks Koepka at? People are still intrigued. Maybe not intrigued enough to throw on the CW and, you know, watch until it gets cut off by family.
Yeah.
Until it gets cut off by Family Feud or whatever they were showing.
Goldbergs or something like that. Yeah. The rerun.
Everybody loves Raymond knocking it off. But, you know, still, it has added that kind of hero villain, good, bad, good versus evil element, which I think is good. They had a great performance at the Masters in the sense that it gave them some legitimacy that everyone counted these guys out. And maybe even myself to a regard at one point, because I didn't know if Koepka especially would get back healthy. I didn't know that DJ was this. I didn't know that Phil still had it in him. Well, those guys proved, even a guy like Patrick Reed, who was in the top 10, demonstrated, no, we still got good golfers over here. We might have the chain smokers blaring. We might have be playing only 54 holes. We might be playing at a course you never heard of or a course that isn't the caliber of a PGA Tour course. Still, We got good golfers here, and we're going to come for the majors and try to upset the party. And that's what we're trying to see them, or they're trying to see them do again this week.
Yeah, and really the only live guy that's been upsetting is just because I pick him in every pool is Cam Smith. Like, he just hasn't showed up.
I mean, it's weird because it looked like, and of course, John Rahm's been a good player for a while, but John Rahm's gone to another stratosphere this year. But 2022 was the year of Scottie Scheffler and Cam Smith. Cam Smith wins the Open, wins the Players. We were there to see him win the Players. Mm-hmm. You know, we attended last year there in, yeah, in Ponte Vedra Beach. But Scottie Scheffler just won a Masters, won everything. He was on a crazy tear. Scheffler has remained there, playing on the PGA Tour, being in, you know, he didn't have the performance of the Masters he wanted, but he's still around. Whereas Cam Smith wins an Open Championship, immediately bolts because he had all of those, you know, designations, confirmed, mm-hmm, you know, invites. But since then, we've heard nothing. And the two times we've had an opportunity to see him in a major, he's completely folded. And once again, here this week, he's nowhere to be found.
It's just the way he won that Open. Yeah. Just taking it from Rory in that back nine, going, all right, this is a guy that can close out tournaments at any level. I thought he was going to be one of the faces of golf. I think everybody did. And the LIV Tour definitely hurt that. But now, he'll find his way. He'll find his way. He needs to get back to the range and things like that and kind of work his game out.
He's still
a
very,
very
good player.
Yeah, he's a hell of a putter.
He's a tremendous putter. He is still a very, very good player. He's still, I think, in my opinion, one of the best in the world. Just right now, he's not playing up to the caliber we expected of him. More to come here on the show. We're going to continue to dive into the PGA Championship. It is moving day at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. There's also some weather that's going to be a play a factor today as well. Rain in the forecast. Who is going to be able to rise to the occasion, power through, show that mental toughness and fortitude? Who is going to falter under these conditions? What is already a very, very challenging golf course. We're also taking your phone calls. We got Andy on the line right now. We're going to come to Andy right when we come back from after this break. So, Andy, hold on here. 412-928-9370. Most embarrassing moment you've had on a golf course when people were watching, when you had people observing you, what's the worst thing you've ever done? We mentioned Rory there at a second, and Cam Smith ripping that Open Championship away from Rory. Rory hasn't been the same since. We'll talk about that coming up next as well. We'll also dive into one of the great stories of the PGA so far this week, Michael Block. A name you haven't heard of until 2 days ago.
It's a block party at Oak Hill.
It's a block party, but he's even par. He's wearing his hoodies. He's not even looking at his drives. And right now, he's even par. And maybe he has a shot at this thing?
Is he the people's champion?
Is he the people's champion? Who knows what's going to happen? We'll dive into that and more coming up next. It's Cale Berger, Sebastian Curtin with me. It's Going Low, powered by Bowser Chevrolet on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.